Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey. Put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
How do you feel about this... only two captains for the Bills. Do you think, as we talked about with Sal, how they've done this is a direct statement about Allen's leadership? Or, I don't want to say lack thereof, but whatever form of leadership it was versus what they might want it to be now with no Diggs and several other veterans, or just in general? There's that. There's the game on Sunday. There's Jamar Chase we were talking about holding out and whether that's a good idea. There's birdie baths. Yesterday at this near this time, Ross Tucker dropped the phrase birdie bath on us, taking a quote shower.
In the sink at the airport.
At the airport right. To get to a pig roast on time. I mean, Ross, go home. Come on, stop at the club or something. Birdie Beth.
Yeah.
803-0550. Fantasy stuff, too, is flying around. Bulldog just had his second draft. Here's Jimmy with us. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Oh, before I forget, I just want to mention one thing. Slow Horses, Bulldog.
Yeah, man.
Binge watch the first three seasons, and season four, you probably know, it drops tonight.
I just saw it today. We talked to our buddy Trista Crick, who's a big fan of that show, and she asked us about what we're watching, and I did not know at the time that was coming back so quick. It's only like 8 months after season three just ended. I love that.
Yeah, tonight's the big season four.
But great anyway, show.
What I was calling about, I think what Bills fans are going to be watching for is Keon Coleman to see if he gets separation. I mean, the big knock and him was by draft experts and guys like Joe Marino. I mean, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he is a really good receiver with good hands. He has a big catch radius. I mean, these are all things that scouts have said about him. So I think a lot of people are going to be watching to see if he does beat his man, if he can get a few receptions, and how many targets he gets. I think the other thing is a lot of people are going to be looking to see what Diggs' stats are in the first few games. And also Xavier Worthy, who we traded away our draft pick to the Chiefs. I mean, I wouldn't have even answered the phone. But, I mean, what do I know? I mean, they figured they would have got Worthy anyway. And the other thing I was wondering, what's the over and under on Davante Adams? When he'll be complaining about not getting the ball with these two quarterbacks, Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell? I'm just wondering, is it going to be, I'm thinking three games he's going to be bellyaching that he's not getting the ball. And maybe that's a guy, I don't know how old he is, but he's got to be close to 30.
He's 31 and he's got a huge contract. But yeah, I joked yesterday that the Raiders game, they play the Chargers, right? Yep. Week one, will have a countdown clock in the corner for Raiders fans, like, you know, countdown to trading Davante Adams, which, you know, if it happens, probably would not happen until later. You know, we get past the deadline is a little later this week, this year than it has been. But yeah. On Coleman, I mean, I think absolutely. We talked about this earlier. Not only is it targets and just opportunity snaps, but like Mike was saying when we talked about this early in the show, you know, in the red zone, what are they doing with him? Like, how much do they trust him? What are they asking him to do? Is it just, you know, end zone fades and going to try that. I mean, I expect that to be a part of what they do with him because he does have that on his resume. He should be good at that. Contested catches, his size, good hands. But there's a lot more to it that he's going to have to demonstrate he can do to me to validate the draft pick. And so, yeah, I mean, a lot of attention. We're talking about receiver for months on end, and here's the first opportunity to see him do it in a real game. You know, I mean, I did not like the play in Pittsburgh. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen, but that's a ball that if, you know, when these games count, he has that opportunity. I don't want to hear about how it wasn't perfect. Like, you had a chance to get both your hands on the ball and you didn't catch it. Stop talking to me. Like, this is the pros. Make the catch. So, good hands. I want to see some evidence of that. I noticed throughout the summer, lots of video that the Bills themselves put out to highlight his spectacular catches. A number of them were not clean. Like, they were like double clutched bobble type things. And for a guy who doesn't have a reputation for being able to separate, I'm expecting there to be traffic around when the ball does come to him. I'm going to need him to just clamp down on that sucker. I can't have, you know, bobbles. That's going to be Jalen Ramsey is on your ass in week two. When you do that, that could be a pick or at work, you know, at best an incompletion. So let's see some evidence of the good, strong hands.
Will it be fair if we want to do it to compare Coleman directly to Worthy, like right away?
What would be unfair about it?
I'm asking myself that, you know, Mahomes, but Allen, there's obviously room in the Bills passing game for somebody. And that's true in Kansas City. It's less true, but it's still pretty true. I mean, their story last year, of course, was no good receivers until Rice emerged. But there is Rice and there is Kelsey. So, you know, Baltimore might be a better opponent in week one. Like the caller said something we've said 100 times. Like it's going to be tempting to do that if it goes badly here. If it doesn't go badly here, I don't even mean just Coleman. Like, if they win and Coleman plays a small role, we can't complain too much. But if they lose, and he does, and Worthy is a story as a rookie, that'll get hot.
I think it'll definitely get hot, and I think it should get hot. Because I'm asking myself the same question I asked you when you stated that. Like, okay, what is unfair about it? The Bills, I think, stop me if this is unfair. They demonstrated that they preferred Keon Coleman to Xavier Worthy. Did they not?
I think you have to couch that a little. Or I would couch that a little. Maybe okay. You don't think that you have to. We don't know that the Bills knew the Chiefs were taking Worthy. They might even have thought the Chiefs were taking someone else, but I think that probably would be out. You know, that teams don't fool around to that extent, I think. And not that they preferred Coleman, but they at least preferred Coleman at cost, where you were getting the third round pick, you know, in the trade, and maybe you were expecting to do something else, you know, 32 even, but then on Friday. So I think it's a little bit more nuanced than just they had him ranked higher, but what are the odds they had him ranked higher? Probably good. That's why they were able to, they decided to do it.
Right. If they liked Worthy more than him, I don't know. You'd have to know. I mean, there's a lot that we won't know. That's right. So fine. I'll agree to couch. And then the next time we talk about it, completely forget about it. Okay. Cause it's sports. I'm not going to try too hard. They left a spot, let their biggest rival come up to their spot, had reason to suspect they were shopping for the same in the same aisle anyway.
Yes, definitely.
And so they helped them do that. And so whoever they would have picked, it, you know, just turned out for me anyway, Worthy was my favorite idea for the Bills in the first round. And so they got out. So I guess maybe I'm a little extra hot about it, but they made their choice and they will be judged by that. That's it. It's not that hard. You didn't want this guy, or at least there's some evidence that supports that you didn't want this guy. You chose this guy instead. You liked his skill set better. Maybe you thought Worthy was too small. It wouldn't hold up, whatever. And maybe you'll be right. We'll see. I mean, I haven't played a game yet. But if Worthy outperforms Keon Coleman, by, you know, an amount worth mentioning, it's going to get mentioned. It just is.
He's tomorrow night, by the way.
Right.
We can have an update on this on Friday. Worthy.
I hope we don't.
I think that's going to go well.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown right now. Baltimore is tough. I don't know what they get in the first game. I was looking at underdog pick'ems, and Worthy is 3.5 catches and maybe 35 yards. I'm not sure the yards are right. It's not huge.
Right.
But neither is Rice or Kelsey. Like 5.5 and 60 thereabouts for over-unders. That's not really uncommon. Yeah, if the Bills win, then everything's fine. I don't mean just Sunday.
Just right, in general. Right.
It's a long-term play.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Besides, for both teams.
That's right. Worthy, whatever, if, and I have no idea what, if the Bills even had concerns about Worthy, maybe they just had him slotted somewhere in the middle of the second round. And so they just weren't going to take him at 28 no matter what. And so that's that. And might have liked him just fine. But if they were concerned about his durability, because that's the thing everybody was talking about. I mean, he's a slight, small build guy. He's not even like Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is more squatty and thick and super fast. Worthy is slight framed and fast. But, you can be a little scared of that. And he could smash here September and October, and, it all goes out the window in November. I mean, he could get hurt at any time is all I'm saying. So it won't be proof that the Bills blew it if he has a good, start to the season. It is a long game. That's right. And Coleman may take more ramping up.
I think the point is that over the years, they both probably should be successful based on draft capital and landing spot. I'm not changing course and telling you that I can predict, rookies, because really nobody can. But with where those two players were drafted and when, what they were as prospects, you'd want for them both to have good careers, like to be important on their teams. And Coleman and the Bills, and it was a later pick by what, 6 picks, 3 receivers as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit of a tougher bet. In my mind, this is subjective. It's a tougher bet than Worthy and the Chiefs. Maybe most people would say that because it's the Chiefs and, mm-hmm. Reed and everything that they sort of have ready made for somebody like that to fit in, speed. But what it all amounts to is the pressure that's on the Bills with Coleman, on Coleman himself. This is tough for the kid. His first game in the NFL, he catches 3 passes, but Xavier Worthy did a thing. WGR is like, hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah, great job, Bills.
That's kind of how that goes. So in certain contexts, like Coleman really needs to work. And this organization, too, with receivers, yes, the Diggs trade. I mean, veterans is one thing, but the way they have, relatively speaking, passed on that position, young talent at that position, I think that's fair to say, really makes it all the more key that he just, be good. Eventually,
yeah,
if not soon. But I don't know what the odds are that it happens soon.
I don't know either.
It hasn't sounded great like that.
And I do. I've said this a few times throughout the summer, and I'm not really dinging anyone for this. Certainly not Coleman or the football department, but the organization, I think, has so prominently featured Coleman, whether it was in an effort to get us all over Diggs or whatever, but the and his personality. I mean, he's not embarrassing himself at all in any way in this stuff. Like, he's scored really highly, I think, in my view anyway. You know, just the personality, the quick mind, like the quips. He's a funny, engaging kid. But by pushing him out there the way they did, I just think expectations. I know how we sound, but I don't know that the average Bills fan isn't just expecting him to be great right out of the wrapper, because they're treating him like someone who should matter.
I don't think the fans feel that way, that optimistic about him. Of course, some. But I've had enough conversations off the air and on with people. Like, here's this caller who's just like, man, I hope so. He brings up Worthy before we do.
Yeah.
He brings up Diggs. Like, Coleman is the player, and I guess Samuel in a way, but Coleman is the player that is basically at the top of the list for who is replacing them.
Yeah, he's the one who's got to make it all right. I think, to an extent. I mean, it's not all on him, but like, he's, yeah, I don't feel like I feel like Samuel is like a guy and Coleman is a dude.
The guy?
Yeah. Like, I think he's a dude.
Do you know where dude comes from? 1800s.
The Big Lebowski.
1800s. It was a word used to describe men who were overly fashion conscious.
All right.
Oh, you're such a dude.
That tracks.
You really seem to care about your shirt and yep. your
right.
hat and your top coat and your cufflinks.
Say something about suspenders.
And
now.
your
suspenders,
breeches. I don't know. Is that a thing? Yeah, that's what dude. That's where dude was originated.
You want breeches there?
Breeches.
Breeches.
What are breeches? When you don't go to work.
It's
when you're Jamar Chase.
Breeches are breeches mispronounced.
That's the alternate definition. In Scrabble, that would not fly.
No.
No. You just actually you don't need to know the definition in Scrabble. Doesn't matter. You don't have to know that at all. You just have to be right that it's an actual word.
Yeah.
What it means, they'll ask you sometimes, oh, what's that mean? Well, I'm not telling you. Look it up.
I don't have to tell
Challenge
you.
Me if you want.
It's in the dictionary.
I don't have to tell you. You are under no obligation. You shouldn't.
You have a phone? Look it up.
No, you have to officially challenge the word.
Oh, I see.
And then if it is a word, you get to keep your turn.
Okay.
So you would never want to give that up.
I didn't play a lot of Scrabble. It shows.
Phil is with us on WGR. Hello, Phil.
At a moment like now.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Mike and Bulldog. Hey, is anybody at all concerned about the Bills looking past this game because it's non-conference? Dolphins are a few days beyond that. It's a in-division rivalry. I'm really kind of worried about that. The only thing that helps me here is that it's the opener. The opener is, you know, mm-hmm. such a big deal as far as a player's psyche goes. But if it was in the middle of the season, I'd be concerned about overlooking an NFC team like the Cardinals. I'd be really concerned about that, and I don't know if anybody else is, but I don't hear it at all anywhere that anybody's concerned about.
I think you answered your own query here. I think, in my opinion, anyway, by saying it's the opener. You know, people do worry about this from time to time. Trap game, right? It's in between Kansas City and Philadelphia, or something, or whatever. That's not even exactly right. Last year there was a bye in between Kansas City and Philadelphia. Last year, if I remember right, it was Philly then Kansas City. But yeah, no. I mean, it's the opener. So to me, whoever you're playing, you're just, you know, they may be rusty because they got a lot of new pieces and, you know, different people in important places calling plays on both sides of the ball. So it might not be well oiled. They may look sleepy, but I wouldn't guess at all that they would be.
One, I don't think it ever happens. And two, you know what? The Bills don't look ahead to the Dolphins. The Dolphins are you know, permitted to look ahead to the Bills. The Dolphins can't get home because of the Bills' existence in recent years. It would be the game on their schedule, I think, week two. It's Thursday night. I think that's the game, at least, you know, before you get too far into the season. This is it. We've lost to them in the playoffs. We lost our it was our three-game lead with five left. They come in and take it. I mean, we don't really have any reason to exist if we can't get past Buffalo. The Dolphins have my permission to look past Jacksonville to arguably the most important game they'll have all year. Don't lose again at home to the Bills and get behind and have everybody talking about you again already like you're just, you know, second rate. There's no reason for the Bills to look ahead to Miami. Just none. I think if the Bills were to lose to Arizona, it would they're not going to be going onto the field thinking about Miami. But if they were to lose the game, there's a moment where each player sits down at his locker and processing it and then go, oh my God, we're on the plane in 3 days.
Right.
We're playing again on Thursday. Like, that would hurt. So I think you have that. The players know that. Although Allen might tell you at the press conference he doesn't know who they're playing in week two. He's done that many times. I don't even know who we play next.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really look at that stuff. No, they're not looking ahead. But the Dolphins, you know, maybe the Dolphins would. They're home to Jacksonville. It is opening day. I don't think teams ever do that. I'm sort of kidding. I mean, just these guys are way above that. I know there are times when it's the NFL, right? Don't we also always say, like, how unpredictable and random it is? But not when a team loses to a bad team when they play a good team next. That's when it's not random. That's when they weren't focused or something like that. Nonsense. You don't hear me saying it because I just don't believe in it. 803-0550. Thanks for the call. Phil, Mike Schopen and the Bulldog on WGR.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.